Yes.
Presence in the office.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Secretary Freeman's calling. Talk the talk if you can. Secretary Freeman.
Yes.
Mr. President?
Yes, Ms. Secretary.
We have some information which I think you're generally familiar with from Australia and New Zealand in connection with the proposed meat imports that show a significant drop from last year and considerably greater than would be mandatory under the agreement. I thought this ought to be released and attention called to it for obvious reasons, but it would be, of course, receive much broader attention if the President made it. And I wanted to check and get your feeling on that.
I was a little afraid to say anything about it because I think it'll put them on the spot. And I think what we can do is wait until we get a little improvement in this market. If we're going to, and McNamara buying this stuff and sending it overseas may help a little. And, with what you all are doing, and if they do really reduce them. But I'm afraid if we announced it, I'm afraid that the memo I got from George Ball indicated that it might give them political problems.
Well, there's always that possibility. The language we had was something like this, that we've been advised by their government that they are diverting shipments to other markets of the world, and that meat exports in this country will be sharply reduced. Now, alternative language that would weaken our statement that could be included in that event would be that they're doing this pursuant to improved demand in other markets and in accordance with their policy to diversify their markets overseas. That takes considerable of the thrust and impact away from our statement, but would meet the possibility of Ball predicted might happen.
I'd be afraid to say anything about it.
All right.
I'd just let it ride and see if it, if the market still goes down, we'll have to take another look at it. But
I think
it was soft last week, they tell me.
Oh, a little bit, but I think
evidently our purchases are either not getting through or they're having no effect.
Well, they're just be really getting to roll, but the purchases, frankly, are not of a really significant amount. The softening last week was actually of non-federally inspected meat that went on the market in quantities in excess of our estimates. And
get somebody to give me a market to report over there the last two or three weeks and see what's happened on stuff coming in from grass and also stuff being fed.
All right, fine. We'll do now. Are you going to be available tomorrow morning? I'd like to review with you for a few minutes some of the alternative developments that might take place when this legislation comes up, and what I ought to say and what you might want to say in the event of a number of contingencies.
Well, let me see. I haven't looked at my schedule. Don't we want to pass it first?
Yes. Well, what I'd want to do would be to be prepared for a statement you might want to make when it was passed. And in the event we did have problems that we don't foresee now, to have thought through exactly what we were going to do and if that contingency should arise.
All right, let me check with them this afternoon. I've got a lot of work to do, and I've got a full day today, and I've got my usual Tuesdays with my defense and state, and they're bad ones for me. And then I've got all that work for your people, I mean, up there tomorrow.
Yes, I know. All right, well, this could be done Wednesday morning as well. And I'll get the...
Now, what do you want to do? You want to say what we say if it passes and what we say if we don't? Why don't you send me something suggested?
All right.
I'll send it over here and let me look at it tomorrow and then we'll talk.
Very good.
Bye.